Standing in the near darkness, I remember feeling this quick, hot fear. And in that instant, I could only imagine what it must be like to be trapped in that hell. I had only one way out, the stairs from where I'd come in. There were no back doors. There were no windows large enough to climb through. These people have no escape at all. And as we take in such a difficult subject, it's important to note that slavery, including sex trafficking, occurs in our own backyard as well. Tens of hundreds of people are enslaved in agriculture, in restaurants, in domestic servitude, and the list can go on. Recently, the New York Times reported that between 100,000 and 300,000 American children are sold into sex slavery every year. It's all around us. We just don't see it. The textile industry is another one we often think of when we hear about slave labor. I visited villages in India where entire families were enslaved in the silk trade. This is a family portrait. The dyed black hands are the father, while the blue and red hands are his sons. They mix dye in these big barrels, and they submerge the silk into the liquid up to their elbows. But the dye is toxic.